And good morning. Welcome to Community Voice. Happy Halloween to everyone tuning in. Today is October 31st, and I'm your host, Josh Engel. Very pleased to have in the studio with us today, Scott Broom with The Barn Store and Michael Harris with Evergreen Tree Service as we discuss the 2024 Coats for Kids event. It's the 17th annual Coats for Kids event sponsored by Evergreen Tree Service and The Barn Store, and it is going down very soon, Saturday, November 2nd. That is this Saturday. From 8 a.m. until 2 p.m. at the Carroll County Recreation Department. Again, this is the 17th annual event. This has been an ongoing initiative with Scott, Michael, and their teams. And it's gotten bigger and better every year and continues to help children and families throughout the West Georgia area in need. But I think we'll let them talk about that. So good morning, Scott and Michael.
Morning.
Morning. Thanks for having us.
Thank you all for coming on the show today. Why don't we start with a little bit of bios. If you could tell us a bit about yourself and a bit about your business, the business you represent. Let's start with Scott Broom.
Well, I'm Scott Broom. Own Barn Store here in Carrollton with my wife, Tina. We've been owners of it since 2006. We've been part of the community. My wife's been here forever. She's born here and raised here. I've been here since the mid-80s. Moved here, loved it, decided to stay. Went to work at Barn Store out of college. And over the years, was fortunate enough to buy the ownership of it. And we've turned it into a little bit different than what it started off as. And it's been a great thing. We love to help the community. The community's been big for us, and we love to give back. So
it's a Carroll County tradition. It's my go-to spot for a lot of things.
Well, thank you.
Definitely love the Barn Store, especially when it comes to firearm accoutrement. Yeah. Anything I may need, you know, ammo, slings, whatever you need.
We try.
Absolutely. And great clothes as well.
Thank you.
Well, let's throw it over to Michael Harris with Evergreen Tree Service. Michael, good morning, my friend. Tell me a bit about yourself and a bit about Evergreen Tree Service.
Good morning. Well, I'm Michael Harris. I was born, raised in Carroll County, spent my whole life here. Me and my brother are owners of Evergreen Tree Service. We started in 1999. Just celebrated 25 years this past year.
Congratulations.
Thank you. We serve the residential community with tree work, along with our biggest thing is, you know, trimming right-of-ways, power lines, gas lines, stuff of that nature. My wife, she's from Woodland, Alabama, been married 25 years, three beautiful children. One got one married, and one in college, and one in high school, so I got the best of all three.
Nice. I'm sure that's not stressful at all on top of
no.
On top of how busy Evergreen is.
Compared to work, it's a breeze. Hey. Without them, I probably wouldn't be working no more. But anyhow, that's just this event's been something that I look forward to it every year, just like it was the first year. I'm looking forward to it this year, and can't wait to do something, maybe make a difference for somebody else.
Well, I think that you know, stuff like this is inspiring to other people in the community, because you have two businesses that have partnered on this now for 17, well, probably longer, because a couple of years we may have had to skip with the pandemic. I'm not sure if you guys had to skip one. But, I mean, this is a long time you've been doing this together to try to help give something back to the community.
Well, it is. We haven't skipped a year. We haven't been able to actually meet and greet the kids for two of the COVID years.
Sure.
But we still got all the coats, and we distributed them to the schools that needed them to do where they were going. So we still got to distribute them.
Nice. Well, let's tell folks at home how this came together, just to remind people, because, you know, on the surface, you see these two businesses, they seem very different. They're on two opposite ends, you know, in terms of what they're doing, their services. So how did this come together?
I guess it's 17 years now, and I told you I've been in business for 25. So we had been moving along, and business had gotten, you know, stable. We'd been in it long enough to know, and things were good for me on my side and my brother on his, and far as business went. And then you kind of get to that point, you start seeing, when you run a business, the economies that you're dealing with and the people around you, you see the effect that it takes from one year to the next, depending. And where we were at that time, it was just, you see where you're at, you see where some others are.
Puts it in perspective.
Puts a perspective on it, and you want to be able to do more, you know. Today, or this Saturday, we're lending a hand. But this time next week, I may need that hand lended to me. So
I think it's a very valid point to make, especially weeks after Hurricane Helene came through.
Right.
I mean, we all saw the community step up and make big donations of non-perishable food items, clothes and whatnot, for individuals that were devastated by that hurricane. But I mean, you know, it just a few degrees off from coming to us, and
right,
it could have been us in need and other communities trying to help us. So in many ways, it's like, it's very similar. It's like, always, you know, you feel that compulsion to try to help and serve, and you know, you never know when it may be you.
That's right.
That's right.
And I mean, so you partnered with the Barn Store. I mean, it's the go-to place. You know, Scott, when Michael and his brother first approached you, you know, did you all have an idea of what you wanted to try to collect and give away, or was it just you know, did you guys kind of come up with the jacket idea together?
Well, I mean, I had an idea of what I wanted to do as Evergreen through the company. And I've known Scott for years, shopped his store, you know, been around. So I went to him knowing he was probably the one that could come up with a product or help me with the idea. And when I approached him with it and told him kind of what I was thinking, he kind of took it from there and said, oh, yeah, we can do that, and I'll do you one better. You know, whatever you get, I'll get. And we'll double it.
Wow.
Yeah, so it first year, he came to me, and I was like, man, that's a great idea. You know,
it's original.
It's original. It's a well-thought-out, necessary, needed event for our community. We probably would like to do a lot more, but we do as much as we can anyway. So he came to me, and I was like, you know, I'll see what I can come up with, and what I can come up with, I'll double, and we'll do it as partners, if you're okay with that. And he was all on board. So first year we had to find a few different companies that had enough coats to get, and they're all brand new coats, no used coats. So the first year was not as many as we wanted to. I think it was about 600 coats.
Yeah.
And we've pushed that limit up to as much as 1,200 and 1,500 in some years.
Wow.
But yeah, every year we planned on it, and it was such overwhelming success that we decided we were going to do it until we couldn't do it anymore. So, you know, hopefully we'll have 30 more years in us.
And it speaks to the need that here we are rounding the 17th year, and it's still a thing. I mean, this is still a need.
Still a need. You hate to think that there's still a need, but it's still a need. And we saw the two hurricanes that just came through.
Yep.
You know, we sent a lot of clothes to them, a month ago, 2 weeks ago, whenever it was. And what we sent them still won't be enough to make a dent. So, yeah, there's always going to be a need.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of different community efforts, a lot of different businesses have stepped up and made collections. I know different police departments, the Tallapoosa Police, a lot of different organizations and businesses, CM Tanner Grocery, of course, Southwire. They sent 7 tractor trailers full up there. And along with that and your stuff and everybody else's, yeah, it's still not enough.
Still not enough.
So there's still a need to try to help collect some coats for kids. Time is 8:39. We're going to go ahead and take our first commercial break. But when we come back, we will continue our conversation with Scott Broom of the Barn Store, Michael Harris of Evergreen Tree Service, as we chat more about the 2024 17th Annual Coats for Kids event coming up this Saturday, November 2nd, from 8 a.m. until 2 p.m. at the Carroll County Rec Department. Find out how you can participate in this collection right after this commercial break from our sponsors, Community Tanner Health System and Oak Mountain Academy.
Consider the Mobius strip. Take a strip of paper, twist it, connect the ends. This connection forms a continuous loop, seamless, infinite. That's how your healthcare should be too. At Tanner Health, the Mobius is our symbol and our promise, representing our continuum of care and our commitment that the services you need will be here for you always. We're not just changing healthcare, we're redefining it. See more at Tanner.org.
The World Language Scholar Journey at Oak Mountain Academy is designed to provide students with a clearly defined, curriculum-based track to acquire essential knowledge and skills for success in biliteracy fields of study. The successful completion of this journey provides colleges with a method to recognize a rigorous foreign language immersion experience for all students at Oak Mountain Academy. I'm Patrick Uran, head of school, inviting you to journey with us on the mountain. For more information, visit us at oakmountain.us. Discover your journey at OMA. Prepare, explore, and achieve.
And we're back to Community Voice. Happy Halloween, everyone. Today is October 31st. I'm your host, Josh Engel, and we're very pleased to have Scott Broom with the Barn Store, Michael Harris with Evergreen Tree Service in the studio with us today as we chat about the 17th annual Coats for Kids event sponsored by Evergreen Tree Service in the Barn Store, which is coming up this Saturday, November 2nd, from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Carroll County Rec Department. Shout out to my guy Thad and everybody out there that makes it happen at the Carroll County Rec Department. Scott, Michael, let's talk about last year. So we were very pleased to get to have you all in the studio and talk about the event leading up to it. How did it turn out?
Last year was great. We actually had to skip the Carroll County Rec Department for 2 years just because of COVID. We still gave the coats away, but last year was our first back at the rec center giving them away, and it was great. We gave away a little over 1,000 coats. Probably by 1 o'clock, we were giving them all away.
Whoa!
We ran out.
Yeah. Oh my God! I mean, and it's a perfect venue for something like this.
It's a great
venue. Wraparound. You know, you can plenty of room to get in line and have a nice line there.
Yep.
So that's well over 1,000 coats.
Correct.
Wow. Yeah.
And that was last year. So this year we added a couple hundred more. But we hope we give all of them away.
Absolutely.
If we don't, we'll give them to the schools and let them find some more people that need them.
Schools, well, local churches, different groups that's got lists, you know, that needy kids in need of a jacket.
So. Absolutely. And I mean, we're blessed with so many with school systems and churches and various organizations with so much integrity.
Yes.
To make sure that these goods get to people in need. I know that we're all jaded, you know, national charities, a lot of times you find out like 2 cents of the dollar actually gets to the people. But this way, all of the coats are going to be able to be distributed to someone in need.
All of them go to someone that needs them.
All right. So for folks that are tuning in, what do they need to know? So this year, you know, this is going to be at the Carroll County Rec Department. It's going to be from 8 a.m. to 2. So let's say 8 a.m., folks start to get in line. What do folks need to know? Are there any rules that people need to make sure of? Any paperwork they need to bring?
Well, child must be 16 years old or younger and be accompanied by a parent or guardian. Parent or guardian without a child in attendance or distribution of the day must present child's birth certificate or child's social security card. Just proof that what they're getting the coat for.
Absolutely.
The provide proof of government assistance such as free, reduced lunch, SNAP, TANF, WellCare, WIC card, PEACH card, medical, Medicaid, etc. That being said, I mean, 17 years, I can't ever remember telling somebody you can't have a coat.
If they're there, they're gonna
get a coat. We're just putting out, you know, what we want the guidelines to be for, because we want to make sure, like Scott said, we were out at 1 o'clock last year, and for 17 years, we typically have given out everything we brought. So we want to make sure that the kids that need the coats the most, that's where they're going to. That's what the event's for.
Absolutely.
Right.
So having that paperwork goes a long way, just to kind of really, it puts it in perspective. Like, this is someone that is in need. This is somebody that might be struggling from a medical related condition. They might have lost a family member, lost a job. So that goes a long way.
Yes.
So you need to have the child with you. And if 16 years and younger, and if you don't have the child with you, it's just good to bring some evidence that the kid exists, you know?
Right.
I mean, I can't imagine, you know, if an adult's coming through getting like a small coat, like, you know, that they should know, but it's probably not going to fit. So it helps to know that there's a kid that it's going to on the other end. And that's folks calling already. They're trying to know. Folks are excited. They're wanting to know where to get in line at.
It also helps us keep track of for future events, to get an idea of, you know, sizing, what we need more of, what we need less of, things like that.
Well, so let's talk about that. Let's talk about the coats themselves, because every time you come in the program, you chatted a bit about the actual coats, and they're excellent quality.
They are.
I mean, you guys deal in with the best brands. I mean, mostly American made, I'm sure.
Yep, most of them.
Let's talk about the coats and the size options available.
Well, the coats are made by a company called Byrne Apparel. We've been using Byrne Apparel for as long as I've been in business. They are 12-ounce cotton duck outer shells, water repellent material.
Wow.
They are polyfill insulation. They have a 3-piece hood. They have storm cuffs on the sleeves and on the waistband. They have YKK zippers for durability. Coat's pretty much going to get the kid's going to outgrow the coat before they wear it out. It's a good warm coat.
This is something that can be like my older brother got. Yeah. Passing down to me. So it's like, somebody, these are good coats.
Somebody's going to get it handed down to him. Yeah. At some point.
Some cousin's going to get this jacket one day. So it's good quality.
Yeah, it is.
And as far as color, is it just a variety, or they all stick to one color?
No, there's a variety of colors. In years past, we've done one color, and then we split to two. Then we try to get a variation of colors for some of the younger kids and the girls. This year was a little bit tougher. We didn't have as many variations of colors, but I think we have 4.
Wow.
So.
Oh, wow. Like, yeah. What kind of colors?
We have what they call duck brown. We have what they call chestnut brown. I think we have black. We have some...
I don't know what you'd call it.
Rose?
It's like a rose color.
I was wondering if there's like a pinkish, reddish ones. I know the girls would love that.
Yeah. And then we have a few of the blue ones.
Nice.
So.
Excellent. So, I mean, these are quality coats from Byrne Apparel. So folks get in line. They have that that paperwork, or if they can't find it, but you know they come through, it's very likely that they're still going to end up getting some coats.
Right.
So let's say someone is there a limit to how many? If you have 3 kids in the car, could each child get a coat, or is there a cutoff just for supplies?
No cutoff.
No limit.
Wow.
Any kid, any coat.
You got 10 kids with you. All 10's getting a coat.
Wow. Oh my God. So, and these sizes, small for the small kids up to like the teenagers.
They go all the way down to 2T for toddlers, all the way up to 3X. Because believe it or not, first year we did it, we had youth coats, and there are some big kids out there that need a coat that could wear an adult 3X, and we have those too.
Oh yeah, I mean, I'm a pretty big boy in elementary school.
You don't believe it until you see it. But
yeah,
some
grew
big
up
boys.
On black beans and cornbread. Yeah. Yeah, you come in, you need a little bigger coat. Yeah. Sure.
Well, and the thing about it is, you know. They're not getting smaller.
No.
So, I mean, kids are bigger these days.
No, absolutely not. They sure are. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure, on top of it, they grow so fast. What with all the steroids and stuff that, ends up into chicken.
Yeah.
Yeah, that chicken. You get that chicken, all of a sudden you're like, you grow 2 feet in like a month.
Yep.
So these are quality coats in a variety of colors from Byrne Apparel, size from toddlers on up. Let's say folks that are tuning in right now and they hear what y'all are doing, and maybe they just want to help. Like maybe they just want to contribute. Would y'all take donations for this initiative? Is this something that y'all would do? I know that's not why you do it. You do it to give away, but let's say another company or another group of individuals, a civic club, let's say they'd want to make a monetary donation to help purchase coats in the future. Is that something y'all would take?
I'm sure we would. We've been approached in the past, and there's in the past a few companies helped out, a few people have helped out.
Excellent.
So, for future, we won't turn anything down, I don't think.
Excellent. All right. Well, then that's a call to action for any folks tuning in that may want to contribute to this cause. I mean, keeping kids warm and safe in the winter is a great, great initiative, a great cause. And, I mean, this is the 17th year of that. So if anyone can contribute and help, that's excellent. But one more time, Michael, kind of take folks through the just one more time, what folks, the important guidelines that we want to try to stick to if possible.
Well, like I said, 16 and under, parent or guardian without child in attendance on distribution day must present child's birth certificate or child social security card. child does not have to be with them. And they provide proof of government assistance such as free or reduced lunch, SNAP, TANF, WellCare, WIC card, Peach Care card, Medicaid, etc.
Excellent.
Any of those would qualify.
Perfect. Well, time is 8:50. We're going to go ahead and take our last commercial break. But when we come back, we'll wrap up our conversation with Scott Broom from the Barn Store and Michael Harris with Evergreen Tree Service as we chat about the 17th annual Coats for Kids event coming up this Saturday, November 2nd from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Carroll County Recreation Department right here on Noonan Road. They're up the street from us and through the roundabout, but I consider them neighbors, Thad and them. Proud to have them as our neighbors. So, but that's coming up this Saturday, again, from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. Community Voice is brought to you by Tanner Health System and Oak Mountain Academy.
Consider the Mobius Strip. Take a strip of paper, twist it, connect the ends. This connection forms a continuous loop, seamless, infinite. That's how your healthcare should be, too. At Tanner Health, the Mobius is our symbol and our promise, representing our continuum of care and our commitment that the services you need will be here for you always. We're not just changing healthcare, we're redefining it. See more at Tanner.org.
The Entrepreneur Scholar Journey at Oak Mountain Academy is designed to provide students with a clearly defined, curriculum-based track to acquire essential knowledge and skills for success in business and leadership. Critical areas include identifying entrepreneurial characteristics, selecting a value position, and business model development. I'm Patrick Uran, head of school, inviting you to journey with us on the mountain. For more information, visit us at oakmountain.us. Discover your journey at OMA. Prepare, explore, and achieve.
And we're back to Community Voice. Today is October 31st. I'm your host, Josh Engel. Time is 8:52. Happy Halloween, everyone. Very pleased to be joined by in the studio today with Scott Broom from the Barn Store and Michael Harris with Evergreen Tree Service. Be sure to share this episode of Community Voice as we chat about the 17th annual Coats for Kids event coming up this Saturday, November 2nd, from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Carroll County Rec Department. Feel free to share this episode on your social media to spread the good word about Scott and Michael's initiative here to help get coats, well-made burn apparel coats to children in our community that may not have. And we know everyone in their life knows folks that are less blessed than they are, that are experiencing hardship, whether it be a loss of a loved one, a loss of a job, medical situations, other things, but the kids shouldn't have to pay for situations like that. So Michael and Scott and their respective businesses have stepped up for 17 years in a row now to provide over 1,000 plus coats, very warm coats, quality made coats in a variety of colors for children 0 through 16. So you made a very important point, Scott, in the commercial break in terms of when folks might want to show up.
Well, we're limited on how many we have. Last year we ran out by 1 o'clock. So you're better off getting there earlier so we don't run out. It's first come, first serve. And when we run out, we're out. We won't be able to get any more. So
absolutely.
Yeah, don't wait till the last minute to show up.
Well, and there's an additional incentive to show up early, which I just learned about. So Michael, let folks know about what the first 100 or so folks might get to enjoy if they show up early.
Well, my wife and Justin's wife and some more of them, they usually go and round up a lot of orange juice and donuts, and we give them to the kids as they come in. And a lot of times they're more excited to get to that than the orange juice.
That's a big hit. That's a big hit.
But usually by 10, 10:30, that stuff's gone, and we'll just be giving out the coat. So
sure. So just a heads up for the first crew that
that's
comes
it,
through,
be early.
You might end up getting, the early bird gets the orange juice and
that's
the donuts,
right,
man. So there's a very good chance you might get a little breakfast too.
That's right.
That's, right. That's awesome. That's awesome. All right. So is there anyone that you want to give a shout out to? Anyone that stepped up and assisted with this in any capacity?
Yeah. we'd like to thank the rec department for providing us a place to give this out. We, like Scott said, we've used them nearly every year, but a handful of them since we started. It's local. Everybody's familiar with it. It works out great. We'd really like to thank the radio station here and everything that y'all do. I mean, for not only our event, but for everybody that does an event in the community. And, I mean, we're all very fortunate. We live in a great community, and we're just proud to be a part of it. Thank y'all.
Thank you.
Thank you. That means the world to us. I mean, it's an honor to get to partner with y'all on this and beat the drum, you know.
Yeah, we thank you.
Spread the word. And I got to say, Michael, you're right. You know, a testament to how supportive and loving this community truly is. I mean, it's the kind of thing that I'm sure kept Scott here in the 80s when he came down here, and he was just like, or he came up here, he's just like, well, you know, this is a beautiful place. A testament to how loving and supportive this community is.
It is.
Can be seen in the immense number of initiatives, nonprofits, and various philanthropic organizations that are always doing something. And they're always helping folks, not just here, but elsewhere. I mean, West Georgia First Responders, Keep Cara Beautiful, Hope for the Journey. I'm thinking of all these different nonprofits that are doing something to try to help improve the local community and improve the lives of our residents and elsewhere. Southwire with our hurricane disaster relief drives. I mean, that's a lot. And this is no different. I mean, you guys put in a lot of work, and I know that this is not inexpensive to pull something like this off. So I appreciate y'all doing what you do, truly. And thank you guys for coming on the program. We're going to go and wrap up, but any last words you want to give the community?
Thanks to everyone in the community for making our lives successful. It's just what we want to give back, so thank them.
Excellent.
Scott nailed it. Thank you for letting us be a part of it. I mean, without the community, I wouldn't be here. Justin wouldn't be here. Scott wouldn't be here. We wouldn't be doing this. I mean, we're basically giving back what it's given to us.
Amen. Well, again, that is the 17th annual Coats for Kids event sponsored by Evergreen Tree Service and the Barn Store, coming up this Saturday, November 2nd, from 8 a.m. until 2 p.m. at the Carroll County Recreation Department. Don't miss it. First 100 or so might get some orange juice and donuts. And, of course, you want to show up earlier than later, because the coats will be given out while supplies last. You know, it's very possible they might run out. So get there early. And Scott Broom, Michael Harris, thank you both for coming on the program, for everything you do.
Thank you for having us.
And everyone tuning in at home, we'll see you next time.